Residents demand urgent government action on neglected roads. Councils are urged to recover CDF empowerment loans to boost community development. In African news, Robert Mugabe's son are charged with attempted murder in South Africa. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Kalingalinga compound in Lusaka are frustrated with the deplorable state of their roads. The frustrated residents say they have waited for years, hoping the government would step in and rehabilitate the road network, but little progress has been made. The residents lamented that the roads have been neglected for a long time, making daily life a struggle for motorists, cyclists and pedestrians alike. They complain that temporary fixes have done little to improve the situation as the roads are quickly deteriorate again, especially during the rainy season. The residents are now appealing to government to urgently intervene and carry out lasting roadworks in Kalingalinga. Some residents of Kuku compound in Lusaka have expressed their disappointment over the government's lack of a response following the recent floods in the area. Speaking to Common Ready News, the residents said that they expected immediate assistance considering the severity of the situation. They described the flooding as a disaster that has left many households struggling and in urgent need of support. In an interview with Kambon Radio News, one of the affected residents emphasized the need for government's intervention, saying their situation poses serious risks, particularly to children and other vulnerable community members affected by the floods.
There's nothing. We don't see anything. Yes, sorry. So I can need money. I need some money. I am in water. Please help me, you people. I don't have money. Help me some money so that I shift. There's too much money in the water, too much water, sorry. So I need someone who can support me to do it.
As submissions for delimitation are continuing in various parts of the country, Stakeholders in Kapirin Ponchi have also begun presenting their proposals. Among them, Gerard Mwamba, a local contractor and businessman, has suggested that Kapirin Ponchi district be allocated three constituencies to ensure that significant development projects can be effectively implemented. Mr. Mwamba noted that this approach would facilitate growth across key economic sectors in a district that has long been vast in terms of geography. He urged residents to approach submissions with realism and objectivity rather than self-interest, emphasizing that careful delimitation is crucial for making development meaningful and relevant for the district.
If words were being delimited, yes, we would have said yes. Four can make a lot of sense. But if we say, ama words that were yes, yala shupa, twala lenga shani map, yabe, ayari four. Nikuisa, limona sanga limbiwe constituency, mwela kwata yaviri, and yaviri aja, mwifi population about less than 10,000. But in the form of it again, you're not helping yourself. So, not being selfish and not being an objective, I would prefer we become straightforward. Yet at all, you know. And I'm pushing that we have three because it makes life easy. It makes life easy. You understand? Not only that, we are going to have 120 or whatever, 130 CDF, whatever if it's state or whatever it is. But just even the alignment of words, yala tuafako, yala tuafako wino sana, because.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Agift Fialu Valo, has urged councils to proactively recover Constituency Development Fund CDF empowerment loans. Speaking after commissioning a staff houses built using the CDF at Saili Day Secondary School in Luwingu District, Mr. Fialu Valo emphasized that CDF loans are intended to be revolving funds benefiting all Zambians. He stressed that beneficiaries must repay the money so it can be made available to others in need. Mr. Sialu Valo stated that the CDF Empowerment Loan Facility is designed to support youths, women and small-scale entrepreneurs with a minimal interest rates, helping them expand businesses and improve livelihoods. He highlighted that timely repayment ensures that funds sustainability and continued community development, underlining and a significant impact that recovered loans can have on local communities.
Engage the council so that you have an agreement on how you propose these resources. Imagine just as if we set up 4 million by five years. That's 20 million. Imagine the way we're just adding 5 million, 20 million questions as a revolving fund. Well, not much more. Yeah. Our rabble gets the 200,000, the rabble here, and the wage. The other person goes, Nagwaya Senda, whatever. Can you suffer? So, even me, I come here, even the same with their colleague, I come here, he's giving 50 questions. How many people do this? And what can 50 questions do? We need to have a broader thinking. Let's look at the vision of the president to say.
We'll break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, Chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio. My business